Students using the walking bridge on the bypass to get to Chippewa Secondary School earlier this week got a surprise when they realized a homeless person was sleeping in the tunnel while they walked to school. "I just worry about the kids walking through there each day," said one mother whose son and his friends use the bridge to walk to school. The North Bay Police confirmed to Bay Today that they received a call about the concern, especially since there was also drug paraphernalia at the squatter site. "We received one call Thursday afternoon regarding the presence of drug paraphernalia in the area. Our officers attended and removed the items," said David Woolley, corporate communications officer with the North Bay Police Service. The mother, who wishes to be anonymous, is concerned because she believes the homeless individuals can be unpredictable. "They are likely harmless, but you just never know if they are on something," she said. "You never know what drugs they are on. If they are not taking their medications, what they might do." The Near North School Board also reacted to the walking bridge situation. "Neither Chippewa Secondary School nor Near North District School Board has control over who uses public space," said Deb Bartlett, communications officer with the Near North Board. "The board appreciates community and police efforts that contribute to the safety of our staff and students. The walking bridge is located less than a kilometer away from the low barrier shelter, which is open from 8:30 p.m. until 8 a.m. 7 days a week."